This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Illinois Republican Congressman Joe Walsh, a freshman representing Illinois' 8th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Small Business Committee. Throughout Small Business Month, and particularly this week, Congressman Walsh has been meeting with small business owners throughout his Chicago area district, trying to get their input into what help they could use in order to add more folks to the payrolls and just make their life easier in general. And we want to get some insight now on what the folks had to tell him and what he plans to do once he returns to Washington. And Congressman, thanks so much for being with us.
Great to be with you.
This was described as a listening tour. What did you hear?
You know, pretty much the same thing I've heard the last 7 or 8 months. Businessmen and women in this country are scared to death. They feel just suffocated by the heavy hand of government regulations, taxes. They're scared to death with the climate out there. And so they're sitting on their hands. They're not hiring anybody. They're not growing. They're waiting because the climate right now is so uncertain.
Let's get a little more specific on some of those issues that are bothering them. First of all, in terms of regulations, which ones in particular bother them the most and impede their growth the most?
There is so much that the EPA right now is doing. The activity at the EPA as far as some of their regulations, the new ones, the more onerous ones when it comes to greenhouse gases, paperwork that businesses now have to fill out in dealing with various government agencies. The IRS has increased dramatically their audit activities of small businessmen and women. The FDA, I've got a lot of drug companies and medical device companies in my district. There has been a huge jump in the last 2 years in as far as delays in the FDA and the lengthening of time that drugs get approved. Yeah, just those are just a few examples that just has everybody up in air. And a lot of this is the healthcare stuff. They are still so scared to death with what Obamacare is going to mean that they're waiting.
What about the tax code? You mentioned they have problems there as well. Is it the fact that the president wants to raise tax rates on the wealthiest Americans, which would also apply to many small business owners, or are there other taxes that are in the crosshairs as well?
No, I mean, you nailed it. I mean, right now, businessmen and women see the huge spending deficits that government's running, and they are figuring, they're telling me, their taxes are going to have to be raised. That's what they're anticipating. Taxes on the wealthy. Businessmen and women are complaining about the estate tax. I don't know why on God's green earth we even have an estate tax. And that's what I hear over and over, and it impacts small businessmen and women. They're upset with how complex the code is, and that only seems to benefit big business and not small business, because big business can, you know, hire the accountants and lawyers to find all the loopholes to avoid paying taxes.
What can you do? What can the Republican House do about this, given that the Democrats control the Senate, control the White House? What can you do, whether it's controlling purse strings or anything else, about the regulations and about the tax rates that have these business owners so concerned?
Well, I think all we can do in the short term is try to hold hearings on and delay and defund and repeal any sorts of regulations and onerous government activity as we can. I mean, you'll recall about a month and a half ago, you know, that idiotic new 1099 requirement, which was part of Obamacare. We were able to repeal that and find enough Democrats who even acknowledged that that was ridiculous. I think what we're going to have to do is just go through bit by bit and find a few others, of those over the course of the next year or two. I don't think we'll get to tax simplification probably until the next election after.
Now, as I mentioned at the beginning, of course, you represent a district in Illinois, and it's been an interesting contrast between Wisconsin and Illinois in recent months, as Wisconsin has declared itself open for business. And one of the things the outgoing Democratic legislature did in Illinois was raise business taxes. What has been the impact of that?
My office, my district office here, and my office in D.C. gets calls every single week from numerous businesses who are dying to get out of Illinois. Most won't be able to because they have such sunk costs, but some are and many want to. This was one of the least business-friendly states before that tax. and it's now probably the least business-friendly state. And you know what? If I just got to believe that that's going to fire people up next year in Illinois to vote for, you know, Republicans and see what they can do. This is a state that's controlled by one party, and hence you get legislation like what we got.
One of the things, of course, that House Republicans have been discussing, I'm sure, at just about every event over the past several weeks has been the House Republican budget plan going forward that was approved a number of days ago. And that, of course, would trim about $6 trillion off of the president's proposed budget numbers, as well as significantly reform Medicare. Democrats are trying to make that the issue to take down conservatives in competitive districts like yourself. What's been the reaction in your district to that?
Most people are with us. The media doesn't get this. The media has been trying to gin up this opposition, and it's all been manufactured. Look, remember, 2 to 3 years ago, a movement of American people really did rise naturally and organically in opposition to what the president was doing. This one is trying to be manufactured by MoveOn.org and other groups. And there's some organized opposition, but I think in general what I'm hearing is most Americans understand we are falling off a financial cliff, and everybody has got to be in on this thing to fix it.
Illinois Republican Congressman Joe Walsh represents his state's 8th Congressional District. He's also a member of the House Small Business Committee. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.